Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a three-hour-long program. It goes all across the country on more stations than we have during the week, just stating that as a fact. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the third watch tonight, including the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now out in California, the land of milk and honey and fruits and nuts, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
Oh, well, yes, good morning, everybody.
Fruits and nuts. Now, it's a little cooler than it was last night. It's 65 degrees, but that's not bad.
Yes, that's good. That's not bad at all.
But next week, we're going down in the 40s and 50s, and I did get my nice winter coat all cleaned up and ready to go.
Very good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep, so I got my fuzzy parka ready. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news yesterday that just tore the whole country one way or the other way, because it's a 50-50 deal again, looks like, is Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all five charges.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, after almost 4 days of deliberations and, of course, some very intense times of questions and the video evidence that was then rewatched and so forth and then handed over the high res, the jury did come to that unanimous verdict one way or another. I do think, Captain, that most of the legal analysis that's gone on about this does clearly show that that this was the correct verdict in this case. And also the prosecutorial conduct that went through this is just abominable in so many ways. And a lot of people have asked the question, I think very legitimately, should this have ever really even come to trial, given the evidence that even the prosecutors would have had before it ever went to trial. But nevertheless, it was he was declared not guilty on all charges. And but of course now the aftermath will be half the country thinks it's great, half the country thinks it's horrible, and here we go.
Well, the Democrats believe that something's wrong. Jerry Nadler in Congress, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, wants Congress to investigate the verdict and the DOJ to step in and see what they can do. Joe Biden was reportedly angry and wanted the verdict investigated further. But again, okay, the people have spoken. This is a jury trial, trial by jury. I don't care if you don't like the verdict or what. If you didn't like the verdict, then you should have become a member of the jury.
Well, we can say something very good about the jury here, and of course that is, you know, they weren't sequestered, Captain.
No.
They were deliberating, and they were fully aware of the protests going on outside, because they couldn't help but hear them, basically. Obviously, they didn't seek out extra information, as far as we know, on any of this stuff, and yet they still, I think in the face of essentially being intimidated to a great degree, they still did a very, very brave thing, and that is they went with the truth, with the most reasonable thing that they could find. And that, Captain, I think it bodes very well for our country right now, because right now it's all about intimidation. It's all about trying to scare people, and so on and so forth. What do you think the rioters were out there doing? They weren't out there for some stroll. They weren't trying to sell lemonade to people.
No.
They were out there destroying things. Kyle Rittenhouse was not. In fact, he was trying to stop it.
And once again, let's establish the fact that the rioters were the ones who brought the guns to the riot.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly right. And they weren't there for a protest. They weren't there for some other kind of, reasonable political discourse.
Mm-hmm.
They were burning the city down.
Yeah. And when they talk about guns crossing state lines, they need to look no further than Black Lives Matter and Antifa, because they're the ones that did it. And by the way, they keep talking about Kyle Rittenhouse crossed the state line to get a gun and all that. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. And all this came out at trial, Captain. And I think what's really important here is also the fact that there has been so much misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear about all that these days, the false information. Well, that was perpetrated in large part by many in the media.
Well, I want to also mention one thing, that Joe Biden and his handlers immediately walked back their previous Kyle Rittenhouse comments, because it's been brought up and noted that when Joe Biden slandered this young man by calling him a white supremacist and adding some other things in there, he was not the president. He was a candidate.
He was a private citizen.
So he was a private citizen.
That's right. Who used to be vice president, but he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly right, Captain. If he can't prove those statements, he could face a huge liability.
A big-time lawsuit coming his way. Wouldn't that be just hunky-dory? Go for it. Go for it, Kyle. Kyle Rittenhouse, that is.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back, and I think we're going to be hearing from Mike in Clearwater here when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a weekend edition program. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
To
Tebow Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and his crew. Now, we don't just tell you to go over there and get one item, you know, get a pillow, get a sheet, get a blanket, get a mattress, whatever. Go over there and look at the items he's got on the main page, on the home page for openers, because you'll see with promo code, the price is so-and-so and forth, or whatever it is, and the prices are marked down. They're really good. So the promo code on anything you see is always going to be the word Captain. In the meantime, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials logo link that's there and open that up, you're going to see 24 and more items that are marked even lower in price. And that is the same thing. Use the promo code Captain, get the reduced price. Now, if you want to call them because you don't want to give your information on the internet, that's fine. Their number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So it's MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. And the telephone number is 800-641-5459. And they got plenty of stuff that you can get before Christmas in stock. Everything they have is in stock, and you want to go over there and take a really good look. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got Mike on the line with us from Clearwater. I told you he called. Here we go. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, there's a couple of things that I want to throw out on the table. The Rittenhouse trial, we knew that the case was pretty much in trouble when the prosecutor filed a motion saying oh, well, you know, you can consider lesser charges. So we knew that. What concerns me is the upcoming Ahmaud Arbery trial, which everybody's presumed innocent until they're proven guilty. So, but it doesn't really look good for the McMichaels and the other guy, whoever filmed it. So I want your opinion on that, as well as we can't have juries being intimidated. Juries have to deliberate and come up with the truth based on the facts, not deliberate and find them guilty because they're afraid their town is going to be burned to the ground. So that's number one. Number two, Kyle, on this Build Back Better bill, they said, okay, well, now it's going to go to the Senate and changes are probably going to be made. But the CBO has already told us that it's going to raise the deficit. So do you think that Joe Manchin and I forget the lady's name, Sinema, do you think they're still going to be true to their word and be heroes and block this from going through? And I'd like your opinion off the air. Thank you so much.
Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Well, thank you, Mike, and great questions tonight. Well, first off, with the trials, well, I think that one of the themes that we've been hearing about all day on Friday, and I think there's a lot of agreement on this, the prosecution, you know, they introduced those lesser charges, I think, because they wanted to get a win. This totally became about winning versus finding out the truth. And I go back to some of my earlier comments, the fact that they even brought these charges when a clear viewing of the evidence and putting together the pieces shows exactly what the jury found. But they needed to bring those charges, I think, in many ways for political reasons. They just really started trying to win at all costs, again, I think, for political reasons, ultimately. But, of course, the jury wouldn't have any of it. Now, in the Aubrey case, and I appreciate what you said, Mike, things have to be decided on the facts of what decisions people make in those different moments. And now the jury and the will have access to all those different things, and you know, we'll see what they come up with. But with the Build Back Better thing with the Senate and whether or not Manchin's going to continue to resist, I think he will resist to a great degree. It just depends, you know. But at the same time, though, I think a lot of the people, even in his state, were recently polled, and they're not really for everything that's in the Build Back Better bill. So he gets a little cover there. But at the same time, people have to be calling their senators. And, Captain, I can give out that number. If
that's go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, it's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. It's all hands on deck, everybody. You got to stop the Build Back Better bill in the Senate.
And the website is congress.gov. If you want to do it that way and put in your zip code, you get your senator or your congressman or woman, whatever it may be. Now, the other thing is I'm going to reiterate on the West Virginia poll that was done on behalf of Joe Manchin to see what the groundswell was like in West Virginia. It was 3-1 against the Build Back Better bill. Joe Manchin is not going to buck that trend. If he does, he's just committed political suicide and he's finished in West Virginia.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it seems to me, Captain, that this may be a little bit of a long shot, but eventually he's going to get the message that, hey, maybe I'd do better over in the Republican column.
They'd love to have him. They'd love to have him. Now, granted, you might not be a true Republican, solid Republican on things, but so what? Half the Republicans better than no Republican.
Well, that's very
that's just
true.
My theory.
Yeah, and it would flip the Senate, I think.
And he might become more loyal as he saw the program that's coming out with the new changes that are going to be made in the new Congress. Because I'm telling you, I have already written to my congressman and both of my senators, and I have told them we need the contract with America back again. Get it done. Don't care how. Put it out there. The time is now. A contract with America, just like Newt Gingrich. Get Newt involved if you have to. This is a great time to do it. Tell everybody what you're going to do and keep the Democrats flat on their back.
I'm so glad you said contract with America, Captain, because that's exactly what we need, so the American people know what they're voting for,
uh-huh,
what to expect, and believe the Republicans can deliver on that, because people, they're fed up. They're fed up with the idea of lawlessness. They're fed up with all this stuff. They're fed up with the President of the United States saying, well, you know, this is where a lot of Americans are angered and concerned by this verdict. Well, if they looked at the evidence, they wouldn't be angry or concerned. They would know the system works, but what's the Democrats' number one game right now? Make everybody think the system just doesn't work.
That's part of it. And here's the other thing. When you talk about the Build Back Better bill, okay, it was along party lines in the House. It was 220 to 213, 220 Democrats, 213 Republicans, no crossovers, okay? In the Senate, it's 50-50 with Kamala Harris with a tying vote. I believe there'll be some Democrats, Sinema and Manchin, that will not vote for this thing because of the money that's involved. They're dead set against it, plus some of the things that are in it. And even CNN said it's too soon to celebrate as the bill goes to the Senate.
That's exactly right, and that's why we got to keep the voices being heard on this. This is just going to be a total disaster. The Democrat Party leader trying to sell this thing as the next greatest thing since peanut butter or something, but it is not. It will make things a lot worse, and it will ensconce them into their power even further. And it's going back to what we talked about with Mike here just a moment ago. All they want to do, Captain, is win. Mm-hmm. They want to win at all costs. Mm-hmm. And what are Republicans and conservatives want to do? They want to release the American people to do what they do best.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want to do.
And Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, as did Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, they got rid of the mandatory vaccine mandate there, legislated a lot of the mask wearing out, except for health reasons and a few exceptions. But they also did something else in Tennessee yesterday. Did you hear?
What was that?
The governor has invited the nation's unvaccinated law enforcement officers that are losing their job for that reason to come to Tennessee and become a member of the Tennessee Highway Patrol.
Wow. Well, see, you can't beat an invitation like that.
And the Tennessee Highway Patrol is a darn good unit. I'm very familiar with them. I've been there. I've been to their training center. I've worked with them before when they've come into our areas to learn about building extrication and rescue and whatnot. And I'm very impressed with what I saw with those guys.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Yeah.
Yep. Now, a judge has also blocked the New York Times from publishing the Project Veritas documents.
That's right. And again, this is something that, you know, when Project Veritas comes out with the stuff that they do, it's usually pretty earth-shattering.
Yeah.
So now you can't see it for some reason now.
All right. Hold that thought, my friend, and folks, you'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Mike Gallagher take us to break, but we got plenty more coming your way. It's a busy, busy, busy weekend edition here on the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of things going on. And don't forget, today I'll be at the gun show in Largo. That's the Militaria gun show with a lot of different artifacts there.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings last year that killed two men and wounded a third.
Kyle Rittenhouse left Kenosha, Wisconsin after being found not guilty on all charges in his double homicide trial on Friday. One of the lead attorneys for Rittenhouse, Mark Richards, talks about President Biden's comments on the Rittenhouse case.
President Biden said some things that I think are so incorrect and untrue. He's not a white supremacist. I'm glad that he at least respects the jury verdict.
While running for president, then-candidate Biden posted a video on social media of Rittenhouse carrying the rifle he used during the protests and riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, referring to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okie dokie. That's Jeff from Sarasota doing that for us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Again, I take Relief Factor every day, twice a day. And I take it because of the problems that I have that I used to have to take Mobic and Flexeril for. It's the swelling in my left foot, my ankle, my leg, and then the pain that I have, not only with that part of my anatomy, but also my back problems that I've had, my shoulder that I've broken twice, my left wrist that I've broken twice, where I've got bursitis and arthritis set in both the shoulder and the wrist. So this product works for me. Just simply put, it works for me. So I'm a user of this product. Now, it has natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which definitely helps the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living, too. Now, Relief Factor also goes right straight to the source of the pain, which is what I really like about it, and it's 100% drug-free. Big advantage there. It also has the ingredients that your body needs to have anyway, so that's a good thing. Now, to find out about the $19.95 3-week quick start, which is all it costs to get started for 3 weeks, you'll know by the end of the third week whether or not this is going to work or not. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, I'll tell you that right now. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Kevin McCarthy spoke for more than 8 hours, and a lot of people are saying he did that to further his campaign to be the next Speaker of the House. Well, if that's the case, fine. I got no problem with that.
No, and in fact, what he's doing is he demonstrated, Captain, a lot of commitment. That's not an easy thing to do, to speak for that long, obviously. But he's also was very passionate. This was all coming, you know, from the heart. This was real stuff that he was talking about. The Democrats are trying to literally shove down our throats all this stuff that is not going to be good for America. It's not going to build back better or anything in the grand sense. It's just going to be more of their empty promises to try to solve crises that they, in many ways, themselves help create. And mm-hmm. So it goes on and on. So what I think that they're quite taken aback at the fact that somebody would be that committed to come against what it is that they're trying to do. And so, yeah, I think it's going to gain him a lot of points, and it's going to stand him in good stead.
Well, Bill Maher is having a lot of fun right now with the Democrats. He called AOC plainly insane because she apparently jumped up during McCarthy's speech to say that she voted for Biden to be the new FDR, whatever that means in regards to what's going on here.
Yeah, Biden's the new FDR. That harkens back to, number one, a very different time in American history, for mm-hmm. one thing. I don't think you could transplant FDR to 2021 and somehow it would all be okay. But she's talking about the Green New Deal and this kind of thing. But Bill Maher calling out AOC and other Democrats and also the wokeism and all that stuff. You know, Captain, I think Bill Maher is in a very unique position right now. He may be one of the only people on the left or liberal-minded who mm-hmm. would be able to do that. And the very fact that he's doing that, Captain, it shows that there's more things that actually we can agree on, I think, than really do divide us. We can at least have a conversation about it. AOC doesn't want to have any conversation about anything. They're not interested in that. What I like now to call the Down with America squad, they just want you to comply with whatever they tell you. And that's not the American way.
Well, Bill Maher ripped AOC's wokeness rant, the one that she made the other day when she played Energy Czar, you know, with the thought she had about the Keystone XL pipeline and then all the natural gas that went through it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
When it's an oil pipeline. And he dared her to appear on his show.
He did. That's exactly right. I wonder if she will pick up the gauntlet, as it were, to do that. I kind of think that he would be victorious in that kind of an exchange.
And by the way, not to be outdone, but Kamala Harris, who was president for 85 minutes yesterday, right?
Oh, right.
She said the Rittenhouse verdict shows there's a lot more work to do on criminal justice equity.
You know, that sounds like a sentence. You know, it sounds like a thought or like this very, very, very mm-hmm. profound. No, mm-hmm. It's not. No, it doesn't show anything other than the yep. fact that the jury looked at the evidence and they made a decision.
Now, I want you to know that Joe Biden had a colonoscopy yesterday, and the physician said that he's fine. But the one problem we don't know about was his cognitive exam, which he did not get or did not take. And if he did, then he must have had his head in the wrong place.
Well, you know, Captain, they are simply not going to come out and have any of those kinds of things be public knowledge. The cognitive test the president takes is every single day in front of the camera, if he's in front of the camera that day. If he takes questions, if he's speaking
right.
to people at things.
Hold on a minute. We've got breaking news out of Portland, Oregon. In Portland, Oregon, they've declared a riot there. The police have declared a riot due to a protest that went wild over Rittenhouse. And windows have been smashed. Objects have been thrown at police. And the police are going in after them with tear gas and whatnot.
That's right. And I think they wanted to burn down one of the
federal building.
Yeah, the Justice Center or something. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, this well, we're also getting reports of some protests starting up in Chicago.
All right, let me go over real quickly here because I only got about a minute or so to do this. Okay, Ian in Clearwater, what's up?
Okay, the reason why Joe, you hit on it, why Joe had a colonoscopy, they pulled his head out of the wrong place, Captain. Okay, also, let them Antifa and Black Lives Matter freaks burn down their blue blank holes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let them burn. That's what I say. Sooner or later, we're going to wake up. Even the dumbest, the dimmest among us are going to wake up that we got communism here. Mm-hmm. So let them keep showing their backside to us.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really called about is you've heard FDR, JFK, RFK. We know their abbreviations, for instance, Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy, and so forth and so on. I don't care what anybody says, and this is not a joke, but it can be taken that way. Forever from now on, Joe Biden will always be known as FJB.
Yeah.
It's going to be it's going to be indelibly identified with him, the way you TR, you know, TR is Teddy Roosevelt, and so on, AOC, right, and Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG.
Mm-hmm.
So Joe Biden, you know, he's FJB.
That's it. That's good. I agree.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, he's right on there, Kyle. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's one for the history books right there. that's how he'll be identified.
Okay, hang on. Here we go again. We got another bulletin coming in here. Chicago, the protests in Chicago are starting to get rowdy. Mayor Lightfoot is calling for respect in light of the Rittenhouse jury's decision.
Well, that's nice, because before, wasn't she basically, you know, kind of doing the opposite when the whole thing started up last August, August of 2020? You know, also, Captain Gavin Newsom over here in California, he emerged from wherever he emerged from and said the jury sent a message that you can, quote, kill people and get away with it, unquote.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's really gubernatorial. I mean, that's really deep, Gavin. I'm, you know, sorry, but it's not.
And one other person yesterday, a Democrat, a woman by the name of Gloria Johnson, she's a Democratic member of the Tennessee State House of Representatives. She took to Twitter and fired off a post that made a number of folks in a manner of speaking see red. It was the chant, "Let's go, Brandon," should be equated with burning the American flag.
No, because "Let's go, Brandon" is in fact speech.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, do you know what they said about Trump? I mean, dare we say?
Oh, I do, and I'm not going to say it.
Mm-hmm. No, because, and guess what? There was no code word for what they were saying about Trump. But "Let's go, Brandon" came from a unique set of circumstances when the NBC interviewer said, "Oh, they're chanting 'Let's go, Brandon,' when clearly they were not doing that. Had she never said that, we would never have 'Let's go, Brandon.'"
No, and Nicholas Sandman, did you see him on TV last night?
I saw a little bit of him, yeah.
He has offered to help and to advise Kyle Rittenhouse in his next move as to what he's going to do, because this young man was 17. He went through the same thing, and he turned around with his attorneys, and they sued everybody and anybody, and they won.
They did, and I think we'll see a very similar situation start up here. You're right.
All right, hold that thought, folks. Hang on. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we do the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Coming right up, looking at the weather across the country, and yep, we got some bad weather to talk about. I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network. You're listening to the Captain, Matt Booth, on America's Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's a little lever boy from days gone by. Turn me loose. What you think, Kyle?
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that's back from 1981. I remember it well.
Yeah, I told you I thought it was late 70s or early 80s. I couldn't remember the exact date.
That's right. And that's, I can hear the Yamaha Electric Grand in there, too. Very popular stage piano back in the 70s and the 80s and has a very distinctive sound.
And that bass was just going for it.
Yep.
All right. Well, this weekend will overall be tranquil in some areas, but a few hazards are likely. But by the way, the lake machine, lake effect machine, is kicking in again up there in northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, and the northwest corner of the lower part of Michigan, up off Lake Michigan. We're also seeing what looks like some snow up there, Watertown, New York, starting in, as well as over just east of Toledo, Ohio. And it looks like the conditions are ripe for some more lake effect snow up there. Of course, they had a couple of days and nights of it, and they had a little reprieve yesterday. But it looks like it's coming back with the way the winds are blowing. Speaking of winds, you're going to have some winds out there in the west, and we do have snow in the northwest tonight. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. Snow up in the Pacific Northwest tonight, going across Washington through Idaho, northern Idaho, and also into Montana as well. We do have a dense fog advisory to tell you about. Now, this is going to be just west of Spokane, Washington, coming across I-90. It's going to go continuing west a little bit further on from Moses Lake. So if you're trucking through that area, be careful, because you're going to see or may not be able to see so well because of the fog. But then also near Missoula, Montana, we've also got winter weather advisory going on there right now. Also south of west of Yellowstone, we also have a winter weather advisory. Dense fog as well going through the Central Valley of California again, Captain. Highway 99, a little bit of Interstate 5 north of Bakersfield, but mostly 99 heading up through Fresno up to Merced. And you mentioned about the winds. Southern California will have a red flag warning on Sunday this weekend. It's going to last for a few hours, and hopefully they will die down soon. That's not fun when we get those high winds. So if you're going to be out in the desert area, also down into parts of Southern California, be careful with high profile vehicles.
And we'll start with Maine tonight, because we do have an area up there of unsettled weather, probably some snow flurries in the mix for the rest of the night and into the day tomorrow up there. Presque Isle, Caribou, Maine, going up towards Nova Scotia, so be advised about that. Now, moving on down the line right now, coming all the way down around some windy conditions again around Cape Cod and around Long Island. Winds will be gusting 25, maybe 30 miles an hour in that area, so we'll have some waves crashing along the beaches. Down into Jersey, Chesapeake Bay. It looks like we've got some fog there along the bay. Again, that's because the cold temperatures are coming in on the warmer water, and you are going to get fog. Now, North Carolina, Cape Hatteras, we've got some unsettled conditions there, too. Got some wind going on there, plus we also have some windy conditions coming from the west. Now, cold? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We've got a freeze warning for most of central and northern Alabama right now. We have a frost warning, as it stands right now, across I-20, all the way from the Alabama line through Atlanta over to Augusta, Georgia. And that frost warning continues all the way across I-20 over into Columbia, South Carolina, and even as far as Santee, South Carolina. So you got some really chilly temperatures there, and the temperatures are only going to get colder as we move along into Monday and Tuesday of next week. Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be really cold nights all across the south. Now, we also have a large area of wind along the eastern coast from about Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, all the way down around Miami, down to the Keys, back up and around towards Navarre, Florida. And we do have some wave conditions and high water and local flooding between West Palm Beach and Daytona. So be advised, that's because of the wind and the waves that are over there. But that's what we're looking at right now. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks, is always brought to you by our friends at The Pilot and Flying J. And Kyle's going to tell you about them right now.
That's right, Captain. Folks, The Pilot and Flying J, of course, you definitely want to stop in when you're going across the highways and byways. If you want to find the nearest one to your location, wherever you are in the United States, simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com. Click on the locations function, put in your location, and it'll show you just exactly where the different sites are. But when you go to the Pilot and Flying J, be sure to join the Drivers Club and also download the My Rewards Plus app, because with the My Rewards Plus app on your phone, you're definitely going to have the fastest route to the rewards that they offer. You're going to be able to earn more points, and you're also going to save money with special offers at the same time. So you definitely want to do that. And if you're looking to get your favorite road warrior a great Christmas present, well, they have things to choose from there at Pilots and Flying J's. You can also get them a gift card. You can do it in person or online.
Yeah, and don't forget, Flying J's got a great fuel card right now that you can also get, and that fuel card will take your points that you get and automatically add them to the card. So you'll always know every purchase you make how many points you got, and they'll ask you whether or not you want to use the points on the card. Now, that's a pretty good idea.
It really is. To be able to track those things and be able to know where you stand at all times is really something. And by the way, you know, joining the Drivers Club, there's all kinds of other great benefits that you get as well. So if you're out there on the road, this is something you don't want to pass up.
And how? All righty. Well, you know, Kyle, the first hour has flown on by here.
Yep.
Yep, we've got a lot of things that we've talked about, and we'll be back talking about more, because it's not just all about Kyle Rittenhouse. There's other things going on here, and we need to tell you about it, including Alejandro Mayorkas, who's in big trouble again with some things that he said in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And boy, I'm telling you, this guy, he's just a crash and burn type person. Hang on, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about. Now, again, the weekend show is 3 hours long. It's an hour shorter than during the week, but that's okay. We're here till 5 a.m. locally. And, of course, it's a three-hour show on your station wherever you're listening to us.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.